So it's just it's you know, something, a kind of example for all of us who live in, you know, we have our own groups, our own monasteries, and our own different ways of doing things. But Nungpo Cho always allowed margins for differences and for practice. It was not a kind of rigid adherent to an absolute form or formality. So I'll share this with you this afternoon.